first of all, we recognise the problem of the rising issue of knife crime around the communities. I'm from Birmingham. Like most people from Birmingham, we've met somebody who's been a victim or witnessed a knife crime. I've witnessed it over when I lived in Coventry as well. So, you know, we're in an area like Market Harborough, which is seen as relatively safe. But even then, last month or so, we've seen knife crime in the area and nearby. And, you know, lots of our students don't just stay in Market Harborough, they go out and about. I've been doing Kung Fu for years. We have a knife defence element to it, but I've kind of recognised over time that it wasn't really fit for purpose. So I went off and trained in a system that's very simple, but very effective. And, you know, and I've done it, I've trained in it, and I think it's one of the best ways of dealing with knife attacks. It's open to anyone. We've got the oldest student who's actually signed up for it is in his 70s. So, yes, he's very aware of what's going on in the community and stuff, and he wants to get involved. Youngest is 14. It's really open to anyone. It's a five-hour course. I'm really going to be packing it into that 5 hours as well. There's a lot to cover. But it's open to anyone. I mean, to be fair, anyone who's kind of concerned about the issues of knife crime. I'd say if you are sending your young person off to university soon, very good time to get involved in this. You know, I know as a parent of my child getting older and older that she'll be looking at university very soon, and I want to make sure that she's equipped with the skills to deal with it. We know that, you know, knife attacks are happening, particularly in that age group. The statistics tell us that around 25% of people under 18 have at some point carried a knife, which I find shocking. Mm. But, you know, talking to young people, I recognise that it's true, that they all know somebody who's carried a knife. And if people are carrying a knife, there's a chance they're going to use that knife. It's not just for people who think they're going to get stabbed as well. It's for people who might be a witness. So when I saw something happen, I was a bystander and I helped the best I can. But there are other people around who could help better, doormen and such, who were more trained. Now I feel confident that I would have the right skills to deal with something like that and be able to help somebody who maybe have fallen a victim to something like this. A charity really close to my heart, Off the Streets, North Northants. They provide training and bleed kits for the local community. When we ran this course last year in Desborough, we took the profits and we helped to buy bleed kits and we placed them around that community. And then we also organised free training for the local community, which I think would be our next step around here as well, on how to use them. During the course, we've got training on how to use traumatic bleed kits or improvise something if there isn't something there. So we teach them how to pack and make a tourniquet and such. But these bleed kits can be the difference between life and death. So we are intending to hopefully buy at least two for the local community, hopefully get them into the local defibrillator cabinets. If we can get more, we'll try to get them behind shops and bars. The closer you are to one of these things, if something happens, the better chance that somebody has to survive.